Bed bugs are back. At first, they appeared in places that you might expect in dense city centers like New York, where officials may seek a bed bug czar, and San Francisco, which is trying landlord education programs. But now reports of bed bug infestations are showing up in homes and hotels from Ohio to Texas. Michael Raup, an entomologist at the University of Maryland, runs a website called Bug of the Week, and this week's star is the bed bug. Michael Raup, welcome to the program.
Audie, it's a pleasure to be here today.
So how worried should I be? How widespread is this in the U.S.?
You should be worried, Audie.
That's not what you're supposed to say.
Very worried. They really have become widespread almost in any kind of establishment where people live and sleep throughout both small and large cities.
So where there is upholstery, there could be bed bugs.
It's not only where there's upholstery, but where the food is, that intimate association between bed bugs and sleeping human beings. Now, the problem is, as people go about their daily activities of going to an office or going to a movie theater, for that matter, the probability that they are going to bring bed bugs along with them increases. So the great upswing we're seeing now in places without beds, I think we can attribute directly to the fact that so many dwellings are now infested, and as people move about, they are unwittingly carrying bed bugs with them.
So why is this happening now? Because frankly, I think I associate bed bugs with sort of another era.
You really do. Prior to the DDT era and the time of our synthetic organic pesticides, bed bugs were commonplace. I've spoken with my wonderful mother, who tells stories about moving to apartments, and one of the first things they would do was take the wire spring mattresses outside, soak them in kerosene, and light them on fire to kill the bed bugs. But we're now in an era when people travel everywhere. They just don't go to major cities like London or Paris. We have people going to second world countries and third world countries where, frankly, bed bugs are commonplace. And these guys are real troopers. They're hitchhikers and stowaways. And bed bugs don't discriminate. This is not a matter of poor sanitation or poor housekeeping or uncleanliness. Hey, bed bugs are for everybody right now. Anybody can
have
bugs.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, isn't there still a stigma, I guess, about bed bugs? If you get them, you don't really want to tell anybody that you got them.
And this really is part of the problem. We need to have a candid and frank dialogue about bed bugs. We can't have situations any longer where people are afraid to talk to a landlord or a property manager because of repercussions. And we can't have landlords and property managers saying things like, oh, you brought the bed bugs in.
Give us a sense of what a bed bug infestation is like.
Well, it's really quite disagreeable, to tell you the truth, especially in advanced stages. One of the first symptoms is unusual bites, and these bites aren't going to be on your ankles where the mosquitoes usually bite you, or on your arms. These could be on your neck. They could be on the shoulders. They could be down on your legs somewhere
in
your thighs.
You don't have to give us too much detail.
Okay. Well, they could be anywhere on your body, suffice to say, and these are going to be small, itchy red welts, okay? Now you've got to take action. One of the things I'm considering right away is to probably call in a professional. As I said, this is not one that you're going to want to tackle yourself. There are going to be many things that you can do to help your pest control operator manage your bed bug infestation. They need places to hide. With great fondness, I always think of my teenagers' rooms and the collection of things under beds, on the floor, on the wall, in the bookcase. Remove as much of that clutter as possible, because this is going to help you find the bed bugs and treat the spaces either through vacuuming, through steaming, or through very cold refrigeration processes that can either thermally kill your bed bugs or help remove bed bugs and their eggs.
Michael Raup is an entomologist at the University of Maryland. Dr. Raup, thank you so much for this fascinating and unbelievably creepy conversation.
Audie, it was my pleasure to creep you out this afternoon.